This is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, head to nature.com/nature/podcast.
In ancient Roman culture, the thunder god was the king of gods. It's not hard to see why. Thunder and lightning must have seemed terrifying and inexplicable. Well, thousands of years later, and we're still some way from explaining them. And now research published in Nature this week suggests thunder and lightning are even more incredible than we thought. Scientists in Japan have discovered that lightning can create clouds of radioactive atoms, and even antimatter. To investigate, I spoke first to my Nature colleague and resident thunderstorm expert, Davide Castelvecchi.
It's really surprising when you start looking into this to realize that there's so many phenomena that we're all familiar with lightning, that we kind of have an idea how they work, but not really. So even the very mechanisms that cause clouds to become electrically charged are not fully understood.
So we don't know what causes lightning, but what we do know is that enormous electric fields that accompany it can accelerate particles to close to the speed of light. And during this acceleration, the particles emit gamma rays, extremely high-energy light. Physicist Teruaki Enoto and his colleagues decided to probe inside thunderstorms by detecting these gamma rays. The electric environment inside thunderclouds is very dangerous, so the team instead used remote detectors on the ground, which were originally designed to study extreme environments in space. To monitor the gamma rays, the team installed 4 radiation detectors along the coast of Japan, in an area perfect for tracking thunderstorms.
In winter, very powerful thunderstorms come to the coastal area along the Sea of Japan. And these kind of very powerful lightning and thunderstorms are very famous and described in detail in the textbook of lightning. So these kind of locations seems to be really ideal laboratory to measure this kind of special event from lightning.
They were not disappointed. On the 6th of February this year, they observed lightning create an intense flash of gamma ray radiation, which continued to glow for a fraction of a second. For around 10 minutes after, they then saw more radiation, this time at an energy characteristic of tiny particles of antimatter annihilating with matter.
When I first saw this event, this seems to be somehow mysterious. But our interpretation is that this kind of signals originate from so-called photonuclear reactions triggered by the lightning.
Photonuclear reactions. Nuclear reactions triggered by high-energy photons of light. Teruaki and his colleagues think that the initial gamma rays were powerful enough to kick neutrons out of some atoms in the atmosphere, leaving them unstable and radioactive. Shortly after these neutrons were produced, these radioactive atoms would decay, spitting out positrons, the antimatter equivalent of electrons. These positrons annihilate with electrons in the atmosphere, creating the signal that was seen for 10 minutes after the lightning.
We have, for the first time, I think, detected both of the neutrons and positrons simultaneously from the lightning. So this kind of nuclear reaction seems to be quite new for our understanding of the lightning.
Physicists have seen radioactive isotopes being created naturally in the atmosphere before, but, says Davide, only when atoms are hit by high-energy particles whizzing in from outer space.
So we've known for a long time that nuclear reactions were happening in the atmosphere, but this seems to be a completely new way that it's happening. It seems like the more we look at clouds and the atmosphere, the more complicated and bizarre it appears to be. And it seems like every time we make a discovery, there's more questions raised. So who knows where this will end?
Teruaki's findings tell us about the effects of storms on the atmosphere, but they leave other questions unanswered. We still don't know how lightning triggers the extreme acceleration that generates the gamma rays, a process that we understand better in black holes than we do in lightning. And we still don't know how lightning forms in the first place. Truly understanding thunderstorms is likely to be a long road, says Teruaki.
Eventually, we would like to tackle what is the true trigger of the lightning. But our research would be still the middle of this long story of the mystery of lightning.
That was Teruaki Enoto, who's based at the University of Kyoto, as well as nature reporter Davide Castelvecchi. Head to nature.com/nature for Terawaki's research paper and nature.com/news for Davide's story about the research.